editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz, is out this week, so we are joined by Greg Pliska. He's the chief puzzle officer of the Puzzler podcast with AJ Jacobs and a former puzzle guru of NPR's Ask Me Another. Hey there, Greg.
Good morning, Aisha.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Sure. Last week's challenge was to take a body part, add a letter at the beginning and end to get another body part, then add another letter at the beginning and end to get something designed to affect that body part. The answer was ear, heart, and the arts.
Okay. There were about 900 correct entries this week. And this week's winner is David McInnes of Fairfield, Connecticut. Congratulations, David.
Thanks, Aisha.
So, David, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been listening to NPR for decades, and I've, you know, dabbled in the puzzle for quite a while. But in the last few years, I actually started trying to do it every week and submitting answers.
Okay. And so this is your first time winning?
Yes.
Your hard work paid off. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
When I'm not playing the puzzle, I'm a husband, a father of four wonderful children, and a software engineer. I also volunteer with several local organizations and enjoy running and playing pickup basketball.
Oh my goodness, so you got four kids and software engineer and all of that? I mean, my goodness. Well, David, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, take it away, Greg.
All right, David. We just passed the Ides of March, as you may be aware, March 15th, a date that is best remembered for the assassination of Julius Caesar. Now, I know that Ides is mostly used in the singular, despite the S on the end. But today, we're just going to look at the first three letters, I-D-E. We're going to insert a bunch of Ides into words to make new words. So I'll give you a word. You insert I-D-E into that word to make a new word or phrase. For example, if I gave you the word Brad, B-R-A-D, you'd say braided, which is Brad with I-D-E stuck inside of it.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Scar. That's S-C-A-R, of course.
Sidecar.
Yes, very good. Bess, B-E-S-S.
Beside.
Yes, besides. Yes, very good. Gus.
Guides.
Guides is correct. Man.
Median.
Median. You've transposed some letters to get that.
I was thinking that too, though, David. Let me see.
Maiden.
Maiden, very good, yes. Just a few more. Press.
Presides.
Presides is correct. Two more. Stable.
Side table.
Side table. And your last one, wangle. W-A-N-G-L-E.
Now you made that word up, Greg.
Wangle.
Oh, okay.
You have it, Aisha?
Is it wide angle?
Wide angle, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep, wide angle.
Wow, nice work.
Well, look, this sounded easy, but David, this was actually hard, and you did a great job at it.
Thanks. Yeah, this was a tough one.
So, David, you did a great job. How do you feel?
It was fun and relieved that it's over.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And David, what member station do you listen to?
We are sustaining members of WSHU here in Fairfield, Connecticut.
That's David McInnes of Fairfield, Connecticut. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Aisha and Greg. It was a great time.
Okay, Greg, what's next week's challenge?
Next week's challenge comes from Emma Meersman of Seattle, Washington. Take two three-letter tree names and combine them phonetically to get a clue for a type of fabric. Then change one letter in that word to get something related to trees. So again, start with two three-letter tree names, combine them phonetically to get a clue for a type of fabric, Then change one letter to get something related to trees. Your answer should be the two tree names that you started with.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, March 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on air on Weekend Edition. And Greg, thank you for being this week's puzzler.
Thank you, Aisha.